Liberals and socialists and
various kind of Irish leftists have this idea that, a regime comes to, a ruling class comes to power, and it's got a kind of ideology that it's written down in a book, and then it tries to implement that plan. You know, they come up with the ideology a priori, and then they try to implement it. Whereas, in fact, in reality, it is the other way around. A regime comes to power, it does stuff, it has to justify doing that stuff, and people generate BS, in order to justify what power has done. And that is all ideology. Most ideology is a description of what power has done, a justification of what power has already done. Now, what was the Bush Doctrine? Was that something that the neocons sat down and wrote before, or was it a description of what they did?